today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Rob says, no. That wasn't caused by the fall. That's just a bit he's doing. And I said, a bit. And I said, what type of bit is having a patch of your mustache missing where you look like you're infirmed? And he goes, I don't know. I don't know if he's doing a reverse Hitler. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, when have I ever looked infirmed?
The real woman who's driving someone in a Lincoln is a caregiver.
Yes, of course. And by the way, let's not single out one car company because the Lincoln Hospice, at least down here on the roads down here, is usually being tailgated by the RX Death, the Lexus RX Death.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Weight loss. Let me explain about weight loss, okay? Weight loss, gets into the head of anybody who's ever been on a sustained program to shed the weight that they carelessly let pack onto their body when they just didn't give a rat's ass over many cases, in my case, years and years and years and years. Weight loss, I would just like to say this. 0.2 pounds can bite me.
Well, that's nothing.
0.2 pounds can bite me. That is it. 0.1 pound don't really do it for me, especially when at 5 o'clock in the morning, I waddle into the bathroom with my very, very nice digital scale and eagerly place my Fred Flintstone feet upon the scale, waiting for that result, because the night before I was in a state of what I would describe as controlled starvation.
Right.
And you get the 0.2 pounds. So I just want to say to my scale, this is just going out to my scale today. I just like to say, bite me. All right, bite me. I didn't need that today. You can take your 0.2 pound lighter and lick it. That's what I just wanted to say. I wanted to say that today.
I dare say that it's probably not even that accurate to 0.2 pounds, your scale.
I don't know. This scale is the best I've ever had.
Is it a Toledo?
I don't know what it is.
With things?
Does it open up to a larger scale?
Is it connected to an app that shows how well or how horrible you're doing?
No, the app that I have, you put your weight in for that.
Oh,
to,
I gotcha.
To show. And that's got the graph.
Mm. Is it a Bluetooth or Wi-Fi scale?
It is not a Bluetooth or a Wi-Fi.
Okay. Well, that's not that great.
I'm just talking about the accuracy.
That.
The accuracy.
Well, it keeps you accountable. Then you can't put a wrong number.
Let me give you the example.
The data.
I'm a big step on, step off, step on, step
right.
off. Just to double check and triple check and quadruple check.
You're that on it curves never, all the time.
It never yields from its original number.
What if you move it to a different place on the floor?
No, not like those crappy scales that do that.
What about on carpet?
Never put it on carpet. It's on a tile floor.
Okay, tile less forgiving.
Well, of course,
but less
carpet's
going to
give
fine.
You an accuracy.
Mm. Less forgiving is fine. But last night, when I enjoyed my low residue diverticulitis dinner of enriched white rice with mushrooms,
non residue mushrooms.
Yeah, it was. I'm like, this is tasty. Mrs. O'Mara made a tasty meal, but then don't touch this, don't touch that. Make sure you record your food. I was looking for the real payoff. At least half a pound.
Just mushroom and rice?
Mushroom, rice, and some vegetables in it.
What?
Canned vegetables, because I can't have raw vegetables, though, or steamed, because I need, everything's got to be
mushy.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Almost pre-digested.
Yeah. If you can't eat solid foods for a while, you're...
It's not that I'm not eating solid foods. That would be a liquid diet. These are solid foods that are just like baby quality, you know? But see, I mean, crunchy cornflakes are crunchy, and I can eat cornflakes. So
yeah, but they're
just
sogged
have
up
to
by
be,
the milk.
Well, they have to be easily digestible.
Yeah, that's what
all
it is.
So that's the best way to describe it. But I eat solid food, but it's easily digestible solid food.
So you couldn't have, say, like coleslaw with peanuts in it?
No, that would be bad. Bad. Very bad.
Applesauce, yes.
Yes.
Raw apples, no.
Raw apples, no. Right.
This is a forced
grapes,
diet.
Yes. Peeled, yes.
Ooh. Darling, peel me a grape.
So please peel me. Yes, how did Miss O'Mara respond to that? Oh, that finger. So anyway, that, yeah. So that that's not going to happen.
Does alcohol have residue?
I've not had a drinky poo since the new year.
I know, but I'm just thinking ahead.
Well, I don't know. No, I don't know. Have you gotten the shakes? Remember you said that to me a while back, Oscar, yeah. That your one of your doctor relatives said no alcohol when you got the gut problem.
Oh yeah,
don't do that.
Remember when Mike, this is going to be the best thing for you. If this happens to you, it's terrible, but you'll have to deal with it. You've done it before.
That's the worst setup I've ever heard for anything.
If you have to stop drinking for 3 months, like I did that one time,
yeah,
it was the most boring time of my life.
It's tough for me in my social circles.
It was very boring. I remember driving to New Year's, yes, and I was the designated DD because I could not drink. Mm-hmm. And I was at Yimmy's, Old Town Tavern in Old Town.
Do they serve alcohol?
Herndon.
Right.
And I'm standing.
That's a place you can't go into. I spent three hours there.
3 hours sober on New Year's Eve.
Wow.
Oh my God. Wow. Oh, welcome to hell. Welcome to hell.
And I was like, Jimmy, I can't drink that craft of Jack Daniels. I just can't do it. I've told you this a zillion times. I love you.
Carafe.
I'll be back next year. Whatever. Craft beer.
If they told me I had to go to Jimmy's during the day and talk to his clients that sit at the bar.
Oh, the daytime sober, crowd.
I'd have to put up.
Jimmy was cool.
I would cut my wrist.
But it's tough.
It would be horrible.
3 months of no drinking, you will drop, I kid you not, 40 pounds. Easy.
I hope so.
Doing nothing.
I hope so. You know, but I mean, right now it's just, you know, I'm just delicately balancing everything and, you know, keeping an eye on the gut.
It does in waves. You're going to have a 2 pound day very soon. You'll have a 2 pound day.
Oh, hello.
We see you just fine, Mike.
Yes, you're fine.
Unfortunately, we're having issues seeing us.
Yeah. All right, now I got you.
All right,
now I got you. All right, very good. I didn't know we didn't even have to stop tape, isn't that?
Now it's perfect.
I love it.
All right, now what's your next step? How long do you have to be on this mush diet?
6 weeks.
Holy ass.
And how long you've been on it? 2 of 6 already, or is it 6 more weeks?
I don't know.
All right. He's going to lose. Mark my words.
He will.
I know a fat man, and I know how to lose it. All right.
But I mean, the type of food that you eat to lose weight is much more available, low calorie food, when you can, when you have high residue, when you can eat fiber.
But
fiber is a big deal. But
here's the mental thing. Oscar speaks the truth when he talks about alcohol. But also, you're going to lose your passion for eating. And it's going to be
carried away.
That'll never happen.
No, if you have to do this.
Have you
for
ever
six
lost
weeks,
your passion for eating?
No,
have
but I've never been. I've never been on a medically prescribed diet that I had.
But
to
this
stick
is
to.
Not necessarily. Yes, the doctors say do this, but it's not like it's a general parameters. That's what it is.
You're
on your own with that,
All right.
You don't lose your passion. You know, last night I have white rice, which is fine with me, but it's also high in calorie.
Sure.
And you go in and I look at my little guy's plate, and he didn't eat his plate, and it's in the sink. And I sit there and I take his little spoon from his little plate, and I take a little bit of his little rice, and I take a little bit of his little mushrooms that he had, and I put a mouthful in. And of course, I go back to my chair, and she comes out, and she said, "What are you doing?" And as soon as I hear that, it's just like, "What are you doing?" And I have to fess up. Or I can turn to the proper level on my board that I don't know how to run. That's it. Thank you. Jesus Christ.
Mike.
You're eating food off of another
less
plate.
Than a half an inch. Less than a half an inch makes that difference.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Goes from Carla looking at me, which no one can hear, to Carla looking at me, which is funny.
Carla knows half an inch is everything. Excuse me one second.
I need to talk to Mike for a second.
Right.
Can I just talk to Mike?
He's available.
All right. Yo. A-hole. Do your goddamn job properly. It's not that hard. Got 4 pots that you got to pay attention to. Well, I was trying to say, shut up. Do your job. Thank you.
You'd pay attention to the pot if it was a pot of rice.
No, I pay attention to the board like you pay attention to the board, because we're thinking about being actors, and we're not thinking about being, you know, board ops. You know, you need somebody. Stern was smart enough in his day to have a guy.
Right.
That did everything.
Yes.
Just one job.
Yes.
Brilliant move. One of the reasons why he's sitting in Long Island in a castle, you know, and my son's looking to me and just goes to a birthday party and says, "Why is our house so small?" Which is what he said. That's what he said to me.
No. Really?
That's what he said to me the other day. But getting back to weight loss.
Yeah.
So the scale can lick it today. I wanted to say that.
It's made out of Legos.
Yeah. I'm really, the Lego scale can lick it.
No, the house was made out of Legos, right?
Either of them.
Can the connectivity today lick it. Because I'm looking at you guys every 5 minutes going, getting back to my scale. FU scale. I'm going to persevere. Everything's going to be fine. I'm going to be A-OK. I will get through this. And it's the battle. It's the never ending battle. But, for example, I read an article that somebody sent me online that talked about if you get a cold, a sore throat, that chocolate, or was it a cough? It was either a cough or a cold. I think it was a cough.
They're the same,
chocolate,
right?
Chocolate works as well as codeine for having a throat issue.
I would think that would be the exact opposite, because doesn't chocolate kind of get gooey and coat your throat?
That's coating your throat. What do you think cough syrup
does?
But it makes your throat
phlegmy.
But that's okay. I don't know. Huh. I try to digest everything.
Was this a fat doctor?
I just try to digest everything. And as anyone who listens to the show can tell you, I'm not at all successful digesting material for the show or digesting food. Neither one really works all that well. But and I'm also realizing another thing. And yeah. I while we were doing a little bit of technical adjustment there, I noticed my thing here. Okay. Which by the way, I may do something like with Staples, if I lose 70 pounds,
right,
which is close to the most weight I want to lose, I will perhaps
Well, you should try the Pee Wee Herman thing. Remember what we saw when he made that movie for Netflix?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to use masking tape.
Just tape it back.
And I will just pull it back.
And get you and get.
My God, you look good, skinny.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Holy
How's it going?
And then go to Macy's.com and get a series of turtlenecks in all colors. That'll be Mike 2019.
I got to hand it to those Hollywood people. And speaking of watching The Bird Box with Sandra Bullock last night, here's to all those Hollywood folks that have to really, really work all the time to look a certain way. And probably local TV people as well. Mm-hmm. People that have to be on camera. That is something we're not burdened with in our particular, although we're on camera every day.
Sure.
But it's our little family here, so it's not that big a deal. But I can certainly empathize with the people that have to do that.
But there isn't that level of scrutiny that comes to a starlet or an anchor. For us.
Just remember the cartoon I used to have for years and years on my refrigerator, Oscar, which shows a little kid that's sitting there sobbing at the kitchen table, and the mother is standing over him with a sad expression on her face, and the caption of the cartoon reads, "Don't worry, son, I remember when I saw my first disc jockey."
I know that's a comic, but right. Do you remember the first time you ever saw a disc jockey or a radio person of note where it totally flipped you out because they did not look like you thought they should look?
No, because my disc jockeys were Walt Pinto and Dick McDonough. And Dick McDonough, who was super skinny and had a giant Adam's apple because he had that Dude Walker look, you know, where he's got that the long, thin guy that's got that, "Hey, how you doing?" And then I remember Doug Limerick.
Yes.
Seeing Doug Limerick down at American University and seeing Doug Limerick say, "Hey, what's the forecast?" We're joking with him because we're all communications majors. And let's say in the city, it's going to be 85 out in the burbs. I remember it's the first time I heard the burbs. And I'm like, oh, God, that's so Slicky Boy DJ. Mm-hmm. How misguided I was when I pursued my career. What I wanted. I wanted that coolness.
You wanted to say burbs?
I wanted that coolness. You know, I didn't have there's a reason disc jockeys are disc jockeys. They don't have the intellectual capacity to look into the future and see what might really benefit them. What they see is just like, "Hey, I'm going to get laid. Ooh, yes, sirree." They don't think. That's it. Disc jockeys don't. Why do you think? This is all over the place. I realize this is totally stream of consciousness, but you can thank my scale. DJs, why do you think DJs get in trouble for saying something stupid? Because DJs, and it doesn't happen to all of us.
No.
It happens to some of us. But, you know, even at the highest level, you know, you'll get a DJ where, in modern times, a woman will come in and say, man, that's a great rack, you know, and then it's like, Saturday, Kibo and the Bean were fired, because of what Kibo said, so it's like, I don't understand what's so bad, they don't have that brain.
Kibo has been suspended from 92.7 The Dragon what he said last week.
Modern radio. With I would say outside of satellite radio, where you can still get in trouble, but modern terrestrial radio is the hardest for the creative mind to play in or work in today's world.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because it's harder. It's harder than when I was in it, and I was only in it 9 years ago.
Right, it's changed.
And so, I mean, it's just, and we're still on a radio station.
Yes.
But God bless Captain Steve Bridges. And salute to the captain who lets us kind of roll, because he's like doing his own thing up there. By the way, that's what makes it such a great radio station.
Best radio station.
But here's the thing. You hear DJs, and I'm going to once again pay homage to our fearless leader, Howard Stern, who made the name and then owned it. Owned shock jockery more than anyone else. But he was smarter, because I believe that Howard, more than anybody else in the business, was completely calculating in his shockdom, okay? Mm-hmm. He was brighter. You don't have the success he has without really knowing how to manipulate the medium. I believe that with all of my heart. I will always believe that about Howard. But most of the guys, even the successful ones who would get credit, but, oh, you're so scary, shocking. Mm. You're not scary. You're just a rude, stupid person who says whatever pops into their head. That's what it really is. Ultimately, and the thing that gets people the most excited are the most shocking things that would come out of somebody's mouth. What does everybody want to do? The classic example, the most classic example of this happened 48 hours ago when we had the Golden Globes. What is everybody talking about? Oh, the Fiji water girl.
Right.
Because you've got these accomplished stars that have made phenomenal films and spent a lifetime in their chosen craft. But what do people really care about? Look, the girl got in the picture
She's
with the water bottles.
Yep. Yeah.
That's where we. I mean, really,
it's
when you
break it down, it's the equivalent of finding the person at a party who is simply the loudest.
That's the person. And have we not rewarded the loudest person in the room now?
Yeah, of course. We elected him president
for years.
That's what. But I mean, we do. But that's what we like now. Now there's nobody in the room anymore.
Right.
That's it's just like I was watching the other day. Drew Brees, no slouch whatsoever.
Right.
But there's a commercial about Drew Brees and Drew. I forgot what he was selling, but it must have
been a great commercial.
But don't we put the quarterbacks on TV and say, well, if he uses it,
sure.
Oh, the guy that didn't go to any class at the university where he got the full scholarship, and and if you look at Peyton Manning, who sells everything to us,
yes.
And Peyton Manning, to the best of my knowledge, Peyton Manning isn't going, what am I going to do after I get out of the NFL? No. I think I'm going to cure cancer. No, it's not. It doesn't work like that. The highest level of accomplishment. You wouldn't see a guy like, well, I'm going to buy that product because that's the man that discovered the cure for this horrible disease. No, that's not what we put on the pedestal in America.
The only man that would actually, I would shift me towards a brand can't do it. And that's Matthew McConaughey, who I adore. I think we all adore.
Have you seen his cough drop commercial?
We all regard him as a great actor. I cannot get around the fact that he's still trying to make, what is it, Lincoln?
Newick.
Lincoln.
Oh, it's Lincoln. So
yeah,
but the same thing.
When you see Matthew McConaughey, and by the way, I'm criticizing this, but I buy into it like everybody, and you're using a great example.
Mm-hmm, that's one of Matthew, the best.
And this is literally the power of advertising. This is where advertising is stupendous.
Yes.
Because you say that, it's Lincoln. Let me tell you the people that drive Lincolns down here. You know where they're driving Lincolns? They're driving the Lincoln to a cemetery where the hole is pre-dug for them to get out of the Lincoln and get into their casket.
It might actually be in a Lincoln station wagon, a.k.a. a hearse.
I'm looking forward to the new model coming out in 2019, the new Lincoln Hospice. That's the one that's... The Lincoln Hospice.
How long is the financing plan on that? Not long.
It's got now with 1.9% APR financing for 30 weeks. I'm sorry, I misspoke. That's 12 weeks. So the thing about it, but you look at Matthew McConaughey, and the latest one is some SUV, and he comes out of a party, and it's right?
Bingo, Mike.
And you look at that.
He's Slicky Boy in the party.
Right. Slicky Boy in the party.
And then he's playing pool by himself, all mysterious.
Yeah, and everyone's watching him around the corner.
Yeah, and he makes that trick. Weird. He makes that trick shot.
Yes.
How did he do that? Y'all take care. I'm going to get into my Lincoln Hospice now.
And they intimate that he may have been drinking. So they're like, maybe this car will drive you home.
Yes.
Is it autonomous? It certainly hasn't been drinking.
Right.
That's right. Meanwhile, the woman
in his Lincoln.
The real woman who's driving someone in a Lincoln is a caregiver.
Yes, of course. And by the way, let's not single out one car company because the Lincoln Hospice, at least down here on the roads down here, is usually being tailgated by the RX Depth, the Lexus RX Depth. That's down here. That's a nice car. And I know there are a lot of people, vital, strong triathletes that drive Lexuses around here. Yeah. I'm just talking about what I see down here.
You don't feel the road in a Lexus or a Lincoln by design. It's not meant. Right. I mean, it's not. If you really are a race car driver and you love the feel of the road, you want a BMW, you want a Porsche.
Yeah,
right.
You don't want a Lexus because you can't feel the road. You know who doesn't want to feel the road? My mom, who's in her 65.
Exactly.
And the elderly.
But these are all high-end cars. There's also cars for people that are in, moderate incomes, like the Buick feeding tube.
Yeah, that's true. And, of course, the new Lincoln model that's coming out, it's a two-seater.
Yes.
I'm really excited about that. It's the brand-new Lincoln CPAP. Very, very excited about that. And I think now that we've gotten it out of our system, we can begin the program. Now, thank you, Rob Stewart.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I don't belong in the nightclub scene. Look at me. This face doesn't... How you doing? Fixed your taillight while you were sleeping. No charge. That's... I like to think that there are millions and millions of different universes, each slightly different from the last, and this universe, the one we're all in currently, is the only one where I'm not a youth pastor. Does that resonate with you? I shouldn't be on a fancy stage right now. I should be in a carpeted gymnasium with an acoustic guitar with a rainbow strap, just like... Who wants to rap about the Lord? Let's do this. I always like doing something silly up top. This is a guy telling his Latino friend that their soccer team finally broke their losing streak. Okay? Juan! We won one, Juan! Juan, we won one! We finally won one, Juan! Where were you when we won one, Juan? We finally won one, Juan! One is what we won, Juan. One is what we won. It was 1-1 for the longest time, Juan. Then we won 1-1. Penalty kicks. If that doesn't unlock the safe where you keep your joy, maybe lube up the dial a little bit.
Amen. Amen.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
You know that bit was born with a fatty somewhere involved.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Of course.
That's a late night in the back room of a comedy club where that bit is like, oh my God, that's funny.
For the longest time, it was 1-1-1.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios at our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, TMOS to our friends. If you're a first timer, welcome.
Welcome in.
Sit back, enjoy our fun. If you're a regular, God love you. You're the straw that stirs the martini. Thank you very much. From Summerduck, Virginia to Cameron Park, California, from Green Bay, Wisconsin to Post Falls, Idaho, from Bognor Regis, West Sussex, England to Dhahran, Saudi Arabia, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Yes, you are sending in your towns, and we sincerely appreciate that. Keep them coming. I'll try to get every single one of them on, and we're not at the point of no return yet. We will be shortly, but right now, everything's cool. The show today brought to you by Noom. Speaking of weight loss, it's the time of year, New Year's resolutions. Kick off 2019 right and get help staying on track to meet your goals with Noom. Here's a fact. Most people who lose weight gain it all back. Why? Because most weight loss plans just tell you what to do while you're on the plan, not after.
Right.
That's what's great about Noom, N-O-O-M. With Noom, you don't diet, you learn to recognize and change the habits that block your success. Don't diet, learn. Build new, better habits for 2019. Noom puts weight loss in the palm of your hand, literally. The Noom app is on your phone whenever and wherever you need it, and they work on this, the inner government. I'm pointing to my head right here, okay? Your brain, that's what it's all about. Noom gives you live goal specialists, a behavior change professional, nutrition expert, fitness trainer, all in one, all for less than the price of a single appointment with a nutritionist or personal trainer. My favorite part is that Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. It absolutely takes the agony out of food tracking. I love it. Noom is designed for results. Meet your resolutions by signing up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. Again, that's Noom.com/TMOS. Start losing weight for good. And we thank you. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Glad I got that off of my chest.
Perfect. Good, yeah. It's best.
You know, we start out with just a garden variety bitch, and then it moves into something that was truly special.
One.
The Lincoln Hospice. I'll love that for the. That might be the name of the show today. That's terrific. Yes. What, Rob? You were going to say?
You know, I was just going to say Lincoln. You're the great minds. I had already written down Lincoln Hospice.
The Lincoln show title.
Hospice, yeah. I can picture it. It's a crossover, but a longer crossover.
Yes, it is. Yes. Yes.
It's a short-term lease.
Yeah. Does it come in black? Sir, it only comes in black.
For the entire week, and we're almost at the end of the week here, we started Monday with Rob's description of his terrible fall, his tragic fall after the Christmas party, where he was a bit overserved, and unfortunately,
he overserved himself.
Yes, it was.
I lacked self-control.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You've been, you don't talk about it, but you've been under it, right? I mean, you've had a tough year.
It's not been a great year, no. And it was
fun. Outside of the HBO show, it's been
that was a win. Yeah. Oh, by the way, we have an air date for that. It looks like it's going to be March 3rd on HBO, Sunday night at 10 p.m.
Oh, fantastic! March 3rd. All right. Well, if we're on the air that day, you should come in a tuxedo.
Well, it's a Sunday, so I'll have to come in on a tux on the Friday for the pre.
Oh, is it air on Sunday
evening? It's a Sunday evening. Yeah. It was funny.
What time Sunday evening?
I believe it is 10 o'clock on HBO. I will double check the time because they've not actually put the chart up, but they changed the title of the episode.
Maybe a viewing party?
I would love a viewing party. I think
Sunday
at
10 o'clock. Yeah, I won't be able to make it.
We were going to do it at your house.
No, I'm just thinking, you know, the time. I have a toddler schedule.
I understand. I understand.
I don't do the same thing. So you did that. You were talking all about it. And you, I mean, that's what Oscar said. He said, you know, it's rough. We all go through those patches.
Sure.
And you were, you know, is there a reason? We never really got into the psychology of it. Mm-hmm. Is there a reason why, I'm asking a question that I know the answer to.
Right.
But, you know, you hit it pretty high. Did you estimate how many beverages?
Oh, there's no way.
Brown liquor variety.
There's no way to estimate because there was Bloody Marys at the front of the show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then Jimmy, per request, there's one drink that Jimmy serves at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern that Eric Zoolander and I prefer called a Blue Motorcycle, which is essentially a Long Island iced tea that's dyed blue. And so there was at least one of those. And then, you know, I don't like to measure the amount I drink by drink because it's usually a rolling average of ice and add and ice and
well,
add.
Well, it also makes you look awfully bad when you do.
Well, I mean,
I was watching you. What I remember was late in the shows watching you hit the brown liquor.
And yes.
It was your elbow was a piston.
We highlighted it.
You couldn't pour it into your body fast enough. So I was just kind of getting a guesstimate. If you were to just do a guesstimate and break it down into shots of alcohol.
Shots? I would say over a 3-hour period.
Oh dear God!
And I'd say that's probably let's say 4 hours.
Remember, I have to get the sound that sound again. That
please.
I
yeah.
And remember, I'm a larger guy, so I can and I've got a good tolerance. But I would say over 4 hours, shots of alcohol probably a million.
There it is.
And nobody's liver can work that
so
fast.
So, if we're going to address this once again, and I know we're getting too much.
Would you like to weigh in on a guess of these shots of liquor?
Oh, I would say no less than seven. No less than seven. Oh, no God, less than seven
more
shots.
Than seven.
No, just
more
shots outside of his drinks.
Right.
This is shots outside of his general drinking, which was a big shot of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Pony and I were discussing after the fact. This is before the fall.
Yes.
Because we
so nice to be talked about.
What we like to do is debrief about some best practices for the next time or what happens.
Right.
And I said, hey, when Rob broke down and then the board broke down, or I don't know what order that was. The board broke down and then Rob broke down. We have redundancy.
The board broke down in the bonus show, right?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now, it broke down, but again, we don't know for sure how it broke down or what happened. So, add this. I said, we have talked about this before. This is why he's in the control room. He takes over and starts running the board.
Right.
And he said, I was running the board and Rob kept staring at me the entire time while I was running the board. So he actually was running the board, but we were frozen.
Why was Rob staring? Does he have a theory why Rob was staring at him?
He said Rob didn't realize where he was at the time and that we had this redundancy in place. So he, instead of...
Is that true, Rob?
Well, I didn't know that Pony was actually running the board. I was panicked, and here's the deal. And again, compromised by inebriates.
Yeah.
But panicked because our system here is entirely digital, which is fantastic almost every moment of the day. Except, you know, when you get to a point with your computer or anything, when the tech support manual says, have you tried turning it off and turning it on again? Because it just freezes or something like that. That's what happened. And it doesn't happen very often.
Can I ask a question before we get into the weeds with
this? Sure.
When you say it froze, is there a chance that you were trying to control things but you weren't being successful because Pony was controlling?
No, I don't think that was the case.
Like that?
No, it doesn't work like that.
I mean, if Pony turns the volume up, can Rob turn the volume down?
He can.
Yes.
He can.
Right.
But
actually, when I move a fader in here, the fader on the board and the control
moves at the same time.
They're synchronized.
That's the question I had.
So
it's not like he takes over completely.
My logic is, if we went back and watched the videotape, that if you looked at the time where the board dies in studio...
Mm-hmm.
And
by the way, if you haven't gotten a bonus show subscription and you're listening to this, what are they talking about?
Yeah.
Listen to the bonus show and go back. And if you get the bonus show, you will be able to hear this show.
Yes.
This is how we feed our families, for
Christ's
sake.
Do it, folks.
All right, go ahead.
So I remember looking over there. And look, your panic is warranted.
Right.
And you were compromised.
Right.
But let me explain what drunken panic is, because I've seen it multiple times
with
Rob.
We were there.
And drunken panic is just a variant of regular Rob panic. All right. this is drunken panic with Rob. All right. Here we go. I will now do the impression of drunken panic Rob in 3, 2, 1.
There's the stare.
Frozen.
Yes.
Absolutely. Pony, would you like to weigh in on this at all? What you observed that day? Because you weren't loaded.
No, I was totally sober. I remember we were doing talk-ups, which makes things infinitely more difficult when you have a board
Absolutely.
Issue.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you were playing music on your end, Mike. Rob mm-hmm. was, you had one iPad up, the other one was down. So when you went to switch and play the next
Element.
Opening song,
mm-hmm.
everything just kind of fell apart. And then Mike continued doing things on his end, and then he got mad at you, and then it just turned into this.
But we were still on air,
right?
And you at that point, you take over.
Yeah,
and you're just not playing the elements.
Yeah, and I tried to let you guys know.
And what that sounds like is, what it'll be like.
97 Wave.
I'm not doing a talk up. Rob, can you turn that down? Rob. Rob, can you turn that? Rob, for the love of Christ, turn it down. But I'll turn it right back down just so it can hit the post, everybody. WAVA. I'm sorry.
Yes.
We had that calamity happen.
Right.
And we realized, we'll figure that out for next time. But thank you, Pony, for being sober and being the responsible one, making sure that this thing takes off.
Right.
Now, we get past that. The guys almost do a third show. They don't. Rob comes downstairs for
his fourth meal.
And then he goes.
Next time for sure, though.
Did you say he came downstairs for his
fourth meal? Yes, fourth meal. It was like noon.
Were you getting your eat on that day?
No. You know, I'm not a big eater when I drink.
You're lying, as we were brought multiple plates of food in studio.
Hey, but I'm not a big eater. I mean, it's not like, don't make this worse than it is for me. I'm not pounding food. I'm pounding drinks, okay?
All right.
But
there was a plate of bacon in front of us, and we both ate off of it all morning.
A plate of bacon?
Bacon.
Was that for the Bloody Marys?
Yeah, there was bacon served with the Bloody Marys.
But a side plate of bacon.
Did you eat the side plate of bacon?
I had a few pieces of bacon. That's my fourth meal.
I don't know. Oh. I wasn't here.
Let Oscar go ahead and paint his picture. Let's see how it goes.
There was a lot of food consumed, which was great because I was like,
Did you eat any wings?
I don't recall eating a single wing. Okay, a wingle sing.
Were there any? A wingle thing. Were there any other foodstuffs available?
Oh, there was a whole beautiful buffet downstairs. I don't think I ate a thing when I got downstairs, except maybe a cherry. Listen,
Rob and I have many, many similarities.
You don't eat that in front of people.
You get me pounding. I drink just like Rob does. I really do. And if there's...
You remain vertical.
No, not all. But I've had my time. Well, I don't fall. I don't get really you kind of get your motor function. What I do is I'll look like I'm completely functioning,
yeah,
and then I'll say something like, you know, I just want to just say one thing if I could. You're the biggest a-hole I've ever known in my life, you know, and then somebody leaves crying, and then the next day I've got, you know, 16 phone calls to make. I really didn't mean that. I didn't mean that
at
all.
That's really where we sort of divide drinking-wise, right, because what'll happen is when I get there, I shut down, mm-hmm, but until then, I'll barely even slur.
When you stood up and said, announce to the room, you're going to the restroom.
Right. That's when you should have put me in cuffs.
So he trundled, as I said yesterday, and then we found you, your body, mm-hmm, and yourself.
My cold, lifeless body.
The big to-do outside of, is he alive? Is he conscious? Does he have a concussion? Is everything going to be okay? Was, as we were evaluating the damage, both on the photographic side and physical, mm-hmm, was, oh my God, and I mentioned this during the Monday show, you took a fall that ripped off your mustache and dented your nose.
Right.
Now, you have said forever, this is where we picked this story up again, because we saw the physical evidence of the dent in his nose. Mm-hmm. Then Rob put a picture of the gap between one side of his mustache and the other, and he claims that he shaves it.
I do.
As I look at him right now, he has a separation between the two. You seem to think that he ripped off a section of his mustache.
Until I mentioned this to our friend Rob Ford, who was now getting a lot of run on the show. He was on the program yesterday.
Yeah, we've brought him on, and he's expanding his role like Fonzie on the second season of Happy Days. Yeah,
and I thought it was very warm between Rob and I.
Rob Ford, yes.
Sometimes when he comes in, he's like, hello, Mike O'Mara. I really feel like he wants to pull out a revolver.
You are going to so truly enjoy the next promo we play.
Okay.
That said,
good, just know that.
Rob says, no, that wasn't caused by the fall. That's just a bit he's doing. And I said, a bit?
A bit.
And I said, what type of bit is having a patch of your mustache missing where you look like you're infirmed? And he goes, I don't know. I don't know if he's doing a reverse Hitler. I don't know what's going on.
When have I ever looked infirmed?
Well, let's get into the detail of the mustache.
Okay.
What is the deal with shaving the...
I not only shave
the part underneath your...
It's called your philtrum, Mike. It's the dent under your nose, yeah, between your lip. I shave my philtrum, right, and I also shave the around the soul patch in the goatee because I think it looks tidier.
Well, I do too. I shave this part.
And I leave the little triangle, but I shave here and here, you know, on either side of that underneath my lip.
I wish I could see it.
Okay. And then up here, I shave the between the mustache.
I've never seen this. Where is this popular?
I guess on my face.
In the Luftwaffe.
It's not. No, you
That's
see.
Where it is. Yeah.
Because Rob Ford, doing his bit, said it's called a reverse Hitler. I would imagine.
Oscar sent the picture again of that.
I would imagine it would be.
Charlie Chan
in the Luftwaffe. Although, yeah, you know, I've given this some thought because Oscar's so fascinated by it. I think over the weekend, I'm going to do something. A daring facial hair change.
No, this is a problem.
Can I just say, this is a close-up, by the way, mm-hmm, of Rob's
Please,
mustache.
To the camera, Mike.
Right.
This is a close-up that's of great. Rob's. Now, with the care and the time that you're taking with your Harry's razor,
right,
to shave in between, right above the middle of your lip,
right,
I would say, if you're taking that much care, this is just as a fellow mustache wearer,
right,
I would like to see a little more attention given to the rest of the mustache, because the rest of the mustache is horribly maintained. This is just as a mustache wearer.
The maintenance is no time. It is 2 1-centimeter strokes of a razor.
But I'm saying the rest of it, what type of trimmer do you have?
I have a wall.
You have a wall?
Yes, with the guides.
Is it an adjustable?
It is.
Where you can, does it have a dial?
No, it actually, you use guides, and there's the sliding guide as well.
I mean, you have a much heavier beard than anybody in our studio here.
That's true.
It seems like it's just terrible.
What 1955 men's journal did you see this look in and said, I'm going to bring this back?
It never was in a 1955 men's journal. The first person that did it for me was at a place at Tyson's Corner called the Grooming Lounge.
And can I ask you a question? If you can see, this is tough. This is really tough right here.
Interesting.
But this is Rob's nostril.
Is that
blood? Was this taken the day of the incident?
Yes. This is the photographic
evidence. Rob, did you bleed from the nose?
I'm probably.
From inside the nose?
I would imagine. And if not, I mean, I had a gusher on the bridge.
You'd imagine. Would you black out? Come on. I guess you did. You blacked out.
Yeah.
Have you had your nose looked at? Like maybe you
professionally?
Busted it?
No, it's not broken because I mean
no black eyes.
No black eyes.
By the way, can I also point out the fastidious and beautifully groomed nostrils of Mr. Rob? Oh, wait a minute. Of Mr. Rob Spear on one side.
This is taking a turn.
I have a
Remington trimmer for my nose hair
for the safe surgical precision trimming of safe. Nose and ear hair?
I do. I'm not an ear hair guy, but the nose I do take care of. Yes, absolutely.
So getting back to the thing he's obsessed with. Yeah. So, Oscar, are you willing to accept the fact that he did?
Am I wrong to be creeped out?
About the not that I don't know.
Are you wrong?
I've never
done it. Is he wrong to care? That's what troubles me. Why it's such a big deal to him?
The whole thing came about because he thought you tore a part of your mustache off.
I understand
that. When you hit the
sink. And you know what? And that's why the bedrock of this conversation is what a good guy Oscar is.
Well,
because he's sweet and he cares. But knowing that I shave here, it shouldn't be a big deal to you.
Well, it is.
But your soul patch wasn't shaved that day.
No. I don't shave the soul patch. I shave on either side of the soul patch.
Oh, see. I don't have to.
There was
that's my bald
another
spot.
Another allegation that maybe he has a bald spot there and he just can't grow hair.
No,
there.
He doesn't.
No, look,
I can look at the picture and tell you.
I don't think that's the case.
Mm-hmm. No, he would be able to.
How long have you been doing this bit?
Okay, stop calling it a bit, all right?
It's not a bit.
What it is.
How long have you been grooming yourself this way?
Mike, it's a grooming habit. Couple years, I guess.
Because
as a matter of fact, I know it's been a long time because the last time we had a Christmas party in studio, mm-hmm. the one before this one, I remember your buddy Todd Moore asked me about it.
What happened? Did he say what happened here?
No, he says, do you shave there? And why do you shave there? He was fascinated by it.
Because I don't.
Hey, by the way, Todd Moore, thanks for promoting all the other podcasts. Thank you very much. Wanted to share that. Thanks.
Let me ask.
I hope he's having a good time in Florida.
I haven't talked to Todd since he moved to Florida.
Right.
Now
it's a long vacation.
So
extended.
I also had confirmation from a third party outside of our little tree of trust.
Right.
That said, oh, he's been doing that forever.
Right.
And they said, we just thought that he was sick. Like there, like you when you have a cold.
Oh, Jesus,
like,
we're up on a. I'm sorry, we've gone through like 8 commercial breaks. I'm sorry, we have to take a break here. We'll wrap. We'll button
Please.
This up.
Right.
And then we'll
because I think
we'll,
there is a reason to do this. He's not sharing with us. I thought, and then I went on a wild accusation, and I'll share that with you after the break.
Oh my God! All right, I didn't think he's look. I just got he's got to get it out of his.
You
system
know what?
Now.
He's That's worried it. That I'm sick. Listen
right.
to him.
Exactly. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa, everybody.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Rob Ford does not look like he wants to come in here, but he's coming in here. All right.
See, he doesn't want to come in because
it's Rob Ford
me.
In a hat.
He hates me.
Actually, he looks a little affable right now. He's fine.
He's Rob, affable. He's laughable.
Why don't you come around here?
It's Robert Ford.
Ford, before we dive into this investigation.
Yes.
ladies and gentlemen, it's Rob
Hi, Rofo.
Ford.
Mike O'Mara.
Hi.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome Bonus. Back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by 23andMe. We now live in a world, I'm sure by now, my sister has gotten her results back. The Christmas gift that I sent Kathy and Paul, my brother-in-law and my sister, for their holiday was the 23andMe kit. We live in a world where we have access to data that gives us more personal insights on who we are. 23andMe, we've been telling you about it for a while. They let you access personalized insights based on your DNA, from your health predispositions to your lifestyle choices. With 23andMe Health and Ancestry Kit, you get over 90 reports on your health, traits, ancestry, and more. Reports include lactose intolerant report. Do you have a genetic variant that makes you likely to be lactose intolerant? Caffeine consumption report. Genetic factors help explain how much caffeine people tend to consume. Find out if you're likely to consume more or less. Muscle composition.
Yes.
That's a big one, whether you're an elite
athlete. Oh, yeah.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Oscar.
Genetic weight report. With 23andMe genetic weight report, you can discover if your genes predispose you to weigh more or less than average. All of us at TMOS did 23andMe. I sent it to my sister. I love it. The results are fascinating. Buy your 23andMe health and ancestry kit today at 23andMe.com/TMOS. That's the numbers 23andMe.com/TMOS. Again, that's 23andMe.com/TMOS. All right, your obsession with this mustache situation.
I'd like nothing in 23andMe about my filter, though.
I would like to poll the room.
Okay.
All right. Mike, I see how you
polls
feel about
polls.
It seems to me that you're not obsessed with other men's facial hair, and I completely understand that.
Well, no, I mean, I like a good trimmed beard. There's nothing I hate worse than long mustache hair.
Yeah.
It makes me want to gag.
What about missing mustache hair?
Like a segment? No, and I'll tell you why it doesn't bother me. Because I do, A, believe that Rob does shave it, and because it's obvious that he does,
mm-hmm.
and B, if he shaves it and he wants to configure it that way, if it's not totally over the top, I don't understand it, and I've never done it, but I certainly believe he's doing it.
Okay.
But it doesn't bother me.
Do you think
much.
My trimming style would hold up in a meeting of the Harley owners group?
Yeah. Yeah, because they're guys that trim their
goat. There are some that keep them pretty tidy.
Yeah, but most of them don't. Most of them don't. And the ones that had the long, long, long hairs coming out of their lip were the ones that had breath that sounded like they'd chewed on a turd before they came to the
meeting.
There's
an old phrase about a mustache like that. It's called a cookie duster.
It's so disgusting. And it's just like, hey, I just want to say I like your show. I'm like, oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very
you
much.
Are,
appreciate it.
You are in the clear then. This is not right. affecting you. I appreciate right. you letting me vent here. Pony right. Boy.
Yes.
Have you noticed this? Or is this the first time you've been, I guess, made aware of it?
I have not noticed it when talking to him, but having seen this picture, it's a little disturbing. But, I mean, it's not something I would necessarily call
in what
out
way
on.
Does it okay. disturb you?
Well, I mean, it's unusual.
And all right, it's not disturbing then, so you lied.
It's unsettling.
It's not unsettling.
I'm unsettled.
Well, you're unsettled because you're an idiot.
Now,
Rob,
now you're
that's
attacking
not nice.
People.
That's no
Maddie.
Need to attack.
Maddie, right, you're
I'm sorry I called you an idiot.
Maddie's up now, Rob. You can assault Maddie in 2 seconds.
No, you know how she gets.
All right, Maddie. Honestly, we have not had an offline discussion about this. You actually, I don't think we're here after you left for Buffalo. You don't know about Rob's fall and you found that all out on the program.
Mm. True.
Now, what do you think about the mustache?
I am going to echo what Pony said in that I never really paid attention to it, but then...
Nor did I. I should weigh in on that,
when
too.
When Oscar first sent that picture, it was very alarming because I didn't know it was coming. And then you
Yeah,
just
and it's an
text.
Amazing close-up. Oscar has been... by the way, I think we could perhaps put out a picture book because Oscar has been photographing Rob Spiewak for many, many years.
Yes.
And it's
show
really...
Show if you're okay with that.
You got hands, yeah. feet, you know, every... it's really spectacular.
I'm a documentarian.
Profile shots. That is just... I think that's a master.
Yes, thank you. Thank
I
you.
I think that is a true... It's got a jaunty angle. Mm-hmm. And
it's know, so it's, rare as someone who is photographed often to... when you see yourself captured, it's a lovely yeah. thing. It's a
Imagine
nice
if,
thing.
Imagine if, like, couldn't you make that into, like, a beautiful painting?
Yes, you could. Yes, you could.
I nice put that canvas. Up in my studio. If somebody like nice wanted canvas. To modify that, I'd put that up. I would put that up in here.
That's
I'd put
great.
That up right next to my kid. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
That's a thing of beauty is a joy forever.
Now, Rob, yes. I don't want you to grow that hair back for us. I want you
oh,
to do
Oscar,
it for
Oscar, let
you.
Me do it. What would you like, Oscar? What can I do for you?
Well, I know that you're feeling the pressure, and earlier you alluded to, I'm just going to grow it back. No,
no
worries,
I know
guys.
I never alluded to that at all.
Okay. Can I? All right. We've not.
I know you find
this.
A certain amount of power that you think this was going to change me, but I'm sorry. It's going to stay the same.
Well, let me ask you. Can I ask this?
Yeah.
Since I've never done it, and right. I'm really not all that familiar with it outside of Around the World in 80 Days.
I know where you're going, and that's what I was going to say earlier. When I'm going to make a dramatic facial hair change this weekend, I think I might go Clark Gable for a little while.
Okay, so just the mustache?
But a thin, trim, David Niven, pencil-thin mustache.
I want to get back to, so the real reason you shave it, mm-hmm. is it for... You thought it's a cool look?
I thought it looked cleaner. I thought it had a nice appearance.
Okay. All right.
That's it.
That's all. I believe. I'm with him on this one.
You were wrong.
Well, that's bullshit.
Stop.
Oh, it's 100% God. BS. Yeah. if we get because you came in with now, a preformed opinion.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Because there's never any original idea in anything.
Right.
Who are your examples?
Your
mustache mentors?
As far as this happened because the lady at the grooming lounge did it for me once, and I liked the way it looked. I thought it looked clean and precise. Yeah, there's no famous person that I've modeled
Oscar,
it after.
It's such an honest way. It's such an organic way that it happened. You know.
Okay, but we've all walked into the hair cutter and gotten bad haircuts and not come back and said, "Oh, I'm going to do this again."
Yeah,
like, you have to be self-aware enough what looks good.
My little
okay. What part of? Let me. I'm going to say this again slowly, and maybe it will seep in his.
Really mad about
Bolivian this. Skull.
Bolivian.
What's
skull.
The one that has not the cuttery? What's quick cuts? What cuts?
Super cuts? Super cut.
Hair no, pair. Hair cuttery. Hair pair. No, hair pair used to be the old West styled place.
I forgot what the name of the place is.
Horrible.
Anyway, that experiment's over for me.
Oscar.
I swear to God, lady yes. wants to get to her sandwich.
What I did is she did the grooming. Mm-hmm. I saw it. I liked the look, and I continued the look.
Is there a chance she made a mistake? And just took that swath of hair right off.
Is there a chance your parents made a mistake when they had one more child?
No. So she said it. I'm going to shave
no, she
in
just,
between.
She said, would you like me to shape up your beard? I said, that'd be great. And she
and
did
she,
it.
And she like actually mm-hmm. took the clippers.
If we pulled yeah. five barbers and we said this person's beard was shaped up, they would not think that's the case. They like somebody made a mistake and said, this looks great. Hopefully I'll get a nice tip.
Do you agree, or do you think she did it on purpose?
I've never
I think
seen
she
this
did it
anywhere,
on purpose.
Anywhere.
If we polled five people that sold clothes and said, "What if you wore a shirt that was too tight?" Do you think yeah. they would go for that?
Well, it's definitely you. I don't know how long did you say you've been wearing the look?
You know what? Thinking back now, it could be 5 years. But you know, okay. I also bounce around a little bit with
yeah,
facial
you change
hair.
Your facial hair a lot.
But I think when I shave and trim it up, I trim here, I shave under the nose, and I shave under the lip, under the bottom.
Is
lip.
That look going to be on HBO?
Yes.
Oh my God.
So the world is going to see the look, and yeah. it's going to see you have nice close-ups.
And you know
by
what's
the way,
really
are they
going
to give you an advanced copy of the
show? I can't wait to see the forms. The
no, I think it's really great, Oscar. Yes, I am going to be on HBO.
Oh!
I celebrate you, man.
Yeah, sounds like you've been celebrating me for 40 minutes.
All right, well, that's it. That's enough of that. That's quite enough.
I don't know. Can we do one more segment? Do you want to call Nikki?
No. We have Nikki Diamond.
Yes.
Nikki Diamond. Hey, it's the big football weekend. I'm going to bring up who's playing who. Well, Nikki will tell us.
Nikki will.
Nikki Diamond from Pahrump, Nevada, coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, Outlaws. This is Las Vegas legend Wayne Newton. And I love you. There are a few things in life that I require. Peace, joy, and of course, convenience. That's why I like to listen to TMOS on Spotify. No matter where I am, in my downtown apartment visiting the Guinea Hens at Casa de Shenandoah, or on stage at the Sands, I know that my favorite TMOS troublemakers are just a few taps away. So remember, every night when your tuxedo hits the floor and you want some solid, marvelous entertainment, get your cellular telephone and grab some TMOS on Spotify. Just another great way to be a part of America. I wish you love.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone.
Yeah!
Something to consider from Cornerstone First Financial. Economic uncertainty all around the globe has resulted in mortgage interest rates that are at their lowest level in years. Now is the time to take out cash for any reason. Why not pay off that holiday debt now that rates are down and home values are up nationwide? Cornerstone First Financial offers a free float down.
Ooh.
Yeah.
This is
sounds
cool.
Intriguing.
I love this.
If rates continue to drop while they process your loan, you still get the lower rate. I've never heard of that before. That's
what
cool.
Cornerstone does every time.
I love that. That's incredible. Isn't that something? You can refinance now and skip your February payment. And since HELOCs, home equity lines of credit, are no longer tax deductible under the new tax plan, you can refi and save hundreds of dollars every month and pay off those bills. Tap into your equity and start 2019 with a clean slate. Plus, if you're working with friends of TMOS, we love Cornerstone First Financial. Licensed in Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Florida, and Colorado, click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them at 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. And now, without further ado, all the way from Pahrumph, Nevada, ladies and gentlemen, the man, the legend. We haven't spoken to him in a while.
In a while.
And it's the teeth of playoff season, Mr. Nicky Dioma. Nicky!
Hey, happy new year, boys. How's it going?
Happy new year. Yes, sirree. How are you, Nicky? How was, I know, you know, in Nevada, New Year's Eve is a big deal. Did you get a chance to take in any of the festivities?
Ah, yes. Went down to the local Bounty Hunter Saloon. Good times, karaoke, and cocktails. You know what I'm saying? Living right.
That sounds like a commercial, Nicky. Did you say the Bounty Hunter Saloon?
Yes, I did. 680 East Street, Pahrumph, Nevada. Check it out. You are wanted.
sounds like a great joint. You know, I don't try to stop him anymore. Are you? You're not necessarily employed by that establishment, are you? Are you just a customer?
I'm just a fan, Mike. I'm a customer. I like my cocktails. I like my karaoke, and I like being wanted. Am I right, guys?
Okay.
Hey, Nicky, when you sing karaoke, do you have a signature record that you do?
Only ABBA. That's all I do. Only ABBA.
Only ABBA. Well, the harmonies.
All ABBA. 2019, guys. New year, new Nicky. Got to make some changes, though. Got to live a little cleaner.
Yeah. I. Oh, really? Yeah. Well, are you going off the sauce for 2019?
No, let's not get carried away, Mike. Pescatarian. That's me. I'm
gonna fish.
Pescatarian. Yes.
Fish only.
Vegetables and fish. Give me a broccoli and halibut. Let's live
hey.
Right.
Yeah. And there's nothing like that Nevada halibut. Let's get on to the
divisional round.
The divisional round. This is the big time now. We're getting down to the wire. We got the Colts, the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Patriots, the Cowboys, the Rams, the Eagles, and the Saints. Lots of great games this weekend. Get to it, Nicholas Diamond.
It's the best weekend of the year in the NFL, if you ask me. We start off Saturday. The Chiefs, they've been great all year, but the Colts, the hottest team in the league. The Chiefs are 0-6, their last six home games in the playoffs, but Andy Reid, 20-5 off a bye. I say it's a nail-biter. It goes down to the wire. Andrew Luck, Mahomes, I'm taking Mahomes. Let's ride the Chiefs, baby. Come on, Andy Reid.
Chiefs. I'm surprised at that one. I'm writing that one down. This is the time of year where you better write down Nicky's picks.
Yeah. Yes.
This is important.
Cash
That's
in.
A good pick. Okay, Chiefs over the Colts.
Cash
I like that
it
one.
And then the Saturday night game, the Rams, the Cowboys coming to L.A. Those stinking Cowboys fans, they're everywhere. Half the stadium is going to be full of Cowboys fans. Way to support your team, L.A. Hey, give us a team. We'll show the F up. How about that, okay? Here's your team. Drive to the stadium and watch the game. There's only nine of them a year. Whatever. Okay. So, right, the Rams, they got the best offense in the league, if you ask me. The Cowboys, they only average 17 on the road. That ain't going to cut it. Todd Gurley, Jared Goff, Sean McVay. Very dreamy, good-looking man. The Rams pull away late 30-20. Go L.A.
I'm nice. With you on that one. I'm with you on that one, Nicholas. Absolutely.
Sunday, the Patriots. I mean, look, the Chargers have the better record. They got the better offensive line, the better wide receivers, the better running backs, the better defense. Only thing they don't have is Brady and Belichick. I say enough of New England. We're done with you. New year. No more New England. Chargers. Phillip Rivers. Score. Touchdowns. Have another baby, Phillip.
I like your picks. I am all in with Nicholas Diamond this week. I like his picks so far, and really don't have much of an opinion on the Eagles-Saints game, the afternoon game on Sunday. This is interesting. I'm interested to see what
you have
to say.
Also interesting that the Saints coach walked in just yesterday, Mike, to the team meeting, the locker room, with $250,000 cash, which is the equivalent of every player's bonus if they win the Super Bowl and the Lombardi Trophy. Cash money just to incentivize, to remind the people to visualize what they have on the line for the next three games.
Very cool.
Excellent. Bermuda boy always talking money. That's what it's about for him. Not an artist, just a fan. Look, I use that same motivational tactics with my producer, Jim Amato. I laid $17 on the table and said, Jim, this is yours. Grab it. New year, Nicky Diamond show. Hey, the Saints are giving 8 points. That's a lot. Philly, they got the heart of the champion. They went on the road. They barely beat the Bears. I say they go to New Orleans. Comes down to a field goal, but this time it's the Saints. They make it. They win. Drew Brees is still alive.
What? Wow.
I got one more pick. I got the diamond pick of the week. It's the sure thing. It's the Murrow. It's everything wrapped into one.
Uh-oh.
The Masked Singer. The B is the more than the legendary Gladys Knight. I'd rather live in his world than allow him in mine on a midnight train to catch, baby. Light him up.
There he goes. Thank you, Nick. That's Nicky Diamond. Wow. Thank you, Nicky. Always a pleasure. That's all right, so he's got Chiefs. He's got the Rams, he's got the Chargers, and he's got the Saints. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with
I agree with him on that Masked Singer pick, too.
Yeah, and NFL, enough with the reviews. Okay, can we have I'm asking for what I can't get, but how about a review-free weekend? That would be great. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here.
In the new year, let's all resolve to be more supportive of the ones we love. What do I mean? Like, your kids? No, your kids suck ass. I mean the lovable scamps on the Mike O'Mara Show. Buy the Bonus Show. Shop through their sponsors. Try the products they endorse. Be best.
Thanks so much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Do you like infotainment? I do. Frankly, I'm f***ing addicted to it. I love the television program called Extra.
Yes, it's great.
Addiction. Yeah, better believe it. It keeps me up to date, it keeps me smiling, and it keeps me staring at the dreamy Mario Lopez. Am I right, ladies? He saves my bell.
What? Okay. Look at him.
Yeah, I love Extra. And if you like Extra, then maybe you should look into getting some Extra TMOS. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, a sixth episode that we record every week. And it can be yours for just a few extra pennies. You get extra fun and extra laughs, and that's extra fine. Sometimes we even solve mysteries.
Okay? Right.
Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. It makes a great gift. Spread some cheer, bonus show style. Get extra happy by giving back. Plus, you'll get access to all our to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please quit sucking and buy the bonus show. Extra fast. Yeah, that's a little joke for you to get the bonus show. Now get bent!
News!
Boo! Washingtonian Jeff Bezos. No, really not. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. And his wife, Mackenzie, they are getting a divorce after 25 years of marriage. And to say a lot of money is at stake is a massive understatement. Jeff is by far the richest man in the world, worth over $136 billion, Mr. Powers. Most of that is tied up in Amazon stock, so that's probably how Mackenzie will be paid, whatever the settlement she's getting. If she gets even half of her husband's fortune, even half?
Yeah.
She'll be the fifth richest person in the world and by far the richest woman in the world. She'll also be worth more than Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. If Jeff and Mackenzie settle amicably and without the aid of the courts, we'll probably never know the terms. And it sounds like that's what's happening, because when they announced their divorce yesterday, they talked about remaining friends and partners and said, quote, "If we had known we would separate after 25 years, we would do it all again."
What else is nice is I didn't see this in a lot of the outlets is that she has Prime, so they're going to be able to file that divorce in 24 hours.
That's very nice. Thank you. Thank you very much. Samuel L. Jackson is Hollywood's most bankable star. His 120-plus movies have made $13.3 billion around the world and $5.7 billion in the U.S. That's better than Harrison Ford. That's better than Tom Hanks, who are the next two guys on the list. But movies aren't his only source of income. In fact, they might not even be his main source of income. I know a lot of people are curious about that. According to a new profile in The Hollywood Reporter, Sam makes eight figures a year doing those Capital One commercials.
Wow.
So that's right.
Over at least 10 million. Yeah.
Wow. At least 10 million a year for what's in your, it's what's in your wallet, right?
Well, apparently it's more about what's in his wallet.
That's exactly right.
That's a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Yeah, I know. Man, oh man.
Well, think about
the
baseline for a celebrity endorsement is $500,000 just for like a throwaway.
Yeah.
So if that's $500,000, that man's been the face of Capital One for how many almost a decade, it feels like.
Yeah, long time.
Right?
Play golf with him. Jamie Lee Curtis was one of many celebrities photobombed by the Fiji Water Girl, at the Golden
Globes.
You
almost sounded a little like Jeff Bridges when you said that.
It's the Fiji Water Girl. You're sneaking up in back of me. Yes, sirree. Look at her. Well, she's sneaking up in back of me. Oh, there's the Fiji Water. Oh, wrong thing. Yes, Mike. Way to pay attention. Way to prepare the show. Come to rehearsal. Anyway, Jamie Lee posted a picture of it and said, quote, "I specifically moved away from the blatant promotions by Fiji and Moe, as I said out loud that I didn't want to be doing advertising for either. I moved from her being behind me, and yet from the side, it still happens. The sponsors of events need to get permission from people when they get them to take their picture next to products." Oh,
that's
Jamie.
BS. Relax,
come
Jamie.
On. You're going to an award
an
show.
An award show it's that has to be paid
thing.
For. Yes.
Right. Also, it's not your thing. It's the award show
Are you
thing.
Excited,
Stop
though,
it.
when they invariably are going to do some lame bit with the Fiji Water Girl at the Oscars? It's going to be great, isn't it?
Are they really?
Well, of course they will. I mean, no one said anything, but they will. They'll
remember
do something.
You said that. I think you're absolutely right.
I also remember you said invariably. I don't know what that means.
without variance.
Yes, without. Yeah, I think we'll see that. We'll see her again. It's ridiculous. Look, is it a clever thing that Fiji did? Yeah. Is she getting a little too much 15 minutes?
Yes.
I think so. Jerry Seinfeld.
Hi.
We've picked on Jerry Seinfeld for many, many moons. We've always thought that under the surface, maybe out over the surface.
Oh, yeah.
On the surface, he appears to be a bit of an a-hole.
I think the connotation is the garage full of Porsches, and it's not jealousy. It's just like, all right, man. Like, how small is it?
It's Jerry.
Like, how small is it?
And remember, well, it goes back to him saying, the audience is a child.
The audience is a child. He's uber famous, but he's reportedly so jealous of Jimmy Kimmel that he hates him.
What?
What?
And I think there might be some credibility to this. A Radar Online source says, quote, "Nobody knows where the bad blood comes from, but Jerry just hates Jimmy Kimmel. People believe Jerry is envious of Jimmy. It's not coming from Kimmel's side. He's a huge Seinfeld fan, and he's always talking about what a great comic Jerry is. You won't see Jerry on Jimmy's show. I don't think he's ever been on the show. For what it's worth, this article they wrote on this says Jimmy Kimmel Live in the past, he's been on it, but it's not true. He's never been on. In fact, a few years ago, Kimmel said that Seinfeld was someone who hasn't done the show and he'd like to have him on. Kimmel also hasn't done Jerry's show, Comedian in Cars with Coffee, which is now 10 seasons in. If you Google them, the only thing that comes up, and I read this article, is Jerry taking a shot, excuse me, at Kimmel over his tribute to David Letterman a while back when Kimmel decided to air a rerun on the night of Letterman's last show. Seinfeld said it didn't go far enough and that he should have not aired an episode at all. So there's something there, and I don't know what it is.
The thing is, not liking Jimmy Kimmel is like not liking ice cream. He is the most palatable, pleasant, able broadcaster in late night now. I don't understand.
Also,
that.
Soft spot because he was a radio guy when he started.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, but also with Jimmy Kimmel is, Jerry's whole thing off air when he's not on his TV show is kind of being a dick.
Yep.
And he probably doesn't like that Kimmel doesn't come across that way.
Also,
he seems like a nice guy.
It's hard to be genuine and real. And I don't know, because we've never met either, really. I've had a conversation.
I'd love to get Jimmy Kimmel on the show. Yeah. I would love to get him on the show.
But I'll say this in person: if you're gonna put a place a bet, I would place that Jimmy Kimmel is probably the person on television, off television, and Seinfeld really isn't. Like the person that you think Seinfeld will be would not be the person you meet.
Yeah, and it's not even the guy on stage.
Yeah,
yeah.
And by the way, when you say that, because Seinfeld comes across as a dick on camera too, I think he's a real dick when he's off camera.
Oh yeah,
that's it. We'll have to wait. You know, who knows? But Jimmy Kimmel is somebody who I've gone back and watched the tribute to Don Rickles.
Oh yeah,
the truly emotional reaction to that was so sweet and so wonderful. And when a man has that kind of reverence to history and those that have come before him, that's a special animal right there. Mm-hmm. And the thing with his kid, I'm just a fan. And then I love the comedy. I really do. So, Jerry, get a life. There's a 79-year-old guy, and now a little something-something. His name is William Batts. He was in a suburb of Cleveland, Ohio, called Euclid, South Euclid. And last week, he got himself two hookers through a friend.
Nice.
He's 79. Well, after they wrapped things up with him, he called 911 to report a robbery. Why? He said the hookers, quote, failed to meet my expectations, but they still took $500 from his wallet anyway. By the time the cops got there, the ladies were gone, and William gave them the best description he could. According to the police report, he said they were black, about 40 years old, one was 5'7", and the other one was named Keisha, and she was the, quote, short, fat one. The cops never found the ladies, and they wound up not charging William for solicitation or abusing 911. I guess they felt like he'd been through enough. You know what they say about bad hookers. It's always the short, fat ones. Absolutely. Light them up.
Amen, brother.
There we go. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
More broadcasting. The Mike O'Mara Show, 2019, the year of Ponyboy. Tune in and witness his thrilling transformation. A new Matthew, stronger, better, more determined. He's replaced his cigarettes with excellence. This is the year we watch Matthew bloom. And don't miss the metamorphosis, The Mike O'Mara Show. Always improving for you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Shopping Center. Okay, I'm just going to say it. We like you. Actually, we love you. And you deserve something nice. Something nice right now.
When?
What?
When would they get something nice?
Right now. It's so easy. Buy yourself anything you want with a few clicks of your mouse. That little plastic thing. Or so. Just take a virtual trip to the TMOS Shopping Center, your 3-in-1 shopping destination, featuring Macy's.com, Target.com, Walmart.com.
Yes.
I don't know why I whispered that. Remember, possums, when you shop them through our portal, you are supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. Just make sure you access Macy's, Target, and Walmart through the banners on our website. And by the way, one of them, Walmart, right now, I saw it this morning, having some spectacular post-holiday sales.
Oh,
get
yeah.
on it!
Oh, yeah.
You can't miss them. So don't deprive yourself. Treat yourself right now by clicking through at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Cost you nothing, means the world to us. Macy's, Target, Walmart, and TMOS, the fearsome foursome of online shopping excellence. Buy yourself something nice. You deserve it, okay? Let's open up the audio vault for today, Thursday, January 10, 2019. Rob Spiewak.
Up until I pulled this piece of tape, I thought Kevin Hart was still going to host the Oscars. I thought he was sort of positioning himself to step back in to do it. But right. Now he has said, no uncertain terms, he's not going to do it. He says there's no time.
Is there hope that you would host the Oscars this year?
No.
So that's an absolute no.
Yes, I'm not hosting the Oscars this year. And it has nothing to do
with... In the future.
It's hard to predict what can happen. And I don't want people to think that there's a thing between me and the Academy, because there isn't. The Academy, they're amazing people. The offer was made. It was received. I was excited. Things happened. It didn't work out the way that it should have. Right now, from a time perspective, I don't have the time.
So they're going now. What I heard this morning is the Academy is exploring the app. No host this year.
No host.
No host. Just a series of introductions.
Hey, way to go, guys. Yeah. Way to go. Way to put another nail in the award show coffin.
Mm. Exactly.
And we're 3 years away from.
If
those
they
shows,
were smart, you know. Alexa would be hosting. Or
oh yeah.
Hey Google.
You know, I mean, if you have a good host, it can make it a better show.
You know who would be
punting.
Good is
you're
is
punting.
Kelleth Cuthbert.
Yeah.
That's you know the Fiji can, Water Girl.
Oh, yeah, the Fiji Water Girl. You know what you can do? You can have no host and then maybe add a few more technical categories.
Oh, I'd like that. Sound mixing. That'd be fantastic. I'd like that.
We mentioned it after the Golden Globes. The award shows are just a bag of crap. I mean, they're terrible now. They're all terrible. And, you know, it's always when they frown upon the edgy guys like Ricky Gervais.
Sure.
Who make it interesting, and they gave him crap. And I don't know. The whole thing doesn't make sense.
But the thing that is sort of a backhanded compliment to the Academy is when he says if they was to be, you know, come into the fold now, there's no time to prepare the show and they don't have a host yet. He's in the sense saying there's no time to do this anymore. You guys have blown it. You're not going to have time to prepare a show.
Well, so if they were playing a game. I don't think they were playing a game. I think they that's just the way they were going to do it. But I can't believe that somebody didn't jump on the pony right away and get a host.
Hey, there's your host, Pony.
Right. Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll call him this afternoon.
All right. Mike, trivia question. Who was the first James Bond?
Oh, he's an obscure British actor that I don't know.
See, that's what I thought. And then I thought that after that, Sean Connery stepped in to do it. But
no, there was another guy between. There were two before Sean Connery.
Roger Moore.
Here's the thing.
That was after Sean Connery.
The first time James Bond was portrayed was on American television, and they played him as an American agent. It was in 1954, a live television broadcast of Casino Royale. His name was Barry Nelson, and they did a James Bond live television presentation, and he was an American. Here's a clip from that movie.
The casino is full of apologies, Mr. Bond. Such an act is beyond explanation. You had not begun to play, so it was not your winnings they were after.
Yeah, it wasn't my autograph either.
Well, it looks like you're as lucky as they say.
Eh?
Oh, you're a legend, old boy. Card Sense Jimmy Bond, they call you. I knew you right away.
I didn't know I had that much of a reputation.
I love the fact that they call him Jimmy Bond.
Jimmy Bond.
Jimmy Bond.
No, and how about that guy? I want to be Humphrey Bogart. Yeah.
But so the next time you're looking at Goldfinger and thinking that's the beginning of the Bond era, no.
Right.
It goes back to 1954. I had no idea.
We got a carton of Lucky Strikes in my trailer.
So, Mike, if I were to ask you the most important export of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, would you know what it is?
Steel?
No. Bethlehem, Pennsylvania is the home of the Just Born Candy Company where they make Peeps.
Peeps!
Oh, those marshmallow disgusting candies.
Oh, my wife loves the Peeps.
I love marshmallow Peeps. Oh, yeah. And also, treat yourself this Easter, microwave a Peep. Watch it. It will triple in size.
Oh, God. You have to have a lot of time on your hands to figure that one out.
Or, Oscar would say, seven shots. But here's the thing, and I really appreciate this. The Just Born people have never offered a factory tour to see where the Peeps are made. But now they're making it a possibility for you to go behind the scenes and do a shout out to the Peeps. All you have to do is make a small, charitable donation.
I can't tell you how many people show up every year to come for a factory tour, and we don't offer a tour to the general public. For every $5 donation that you make to the United Way of the Greater Lehigh Valley, you win a chance, you know, to win the VIP factory tour. Everybody knows and loves Peeps, but no one ever gets a chance to taste it nice and warm off the line, and it's just pretty amazing. We have four marshmallow belts that are kicking out marshmallow chicks and bunnies for this coming Easter.
You know, Mike, I also have four marshmallow belts.
Yeah, I know you do. And by the way, for years and years, the reason they didn't give a factory tour was because of the secret ingredient.
Secret ingredient?
Dryer lint. Peeps.
Really? Not at all?
Not
I love them. They're great. Mm. They're just not sweet enough. And then we close with this. Mike, I know we have in the past discussed how Lindsay Lohan's accent tends to change.
Yeah, she's one of those people.
Yeah. Yeah,
she's so messed up that she adopts the language of whatever country she's in. She's been in Greece for a while.
Yeah, she's in Greece. She's doing that show, Club Lohan or whatever.
Yeah, she's got her little beach club.
Yeah,
I've seen the show. Mm. I wanted to hate it. I'm definitely in.
Yeah, if you go there, bring some Clorox wipes if you're going to stay at the club.
I watch it for the curiosity factor.
It's worth it, Mike. And by the way, the cast, they couldn't have picked a better looking cast.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so. You got me sold. Damn it. I'm going to have to watch
MTV,
it now.
Right?
MTV.
Tuesday Music nights. Television.
Club Lohan, that's the name of the show, right?
So they asked Lindsay Lohan, why does she have various accents?
When you're an actress, you have to pick up different dialects, and I can pick up very quickly. But you just adapt to the cultures that you're in.
Oh, so like that's why she sounds like a coked out whore. She lives in that culture.
Oh, God, that's horrible. Wow.
That's your magic audio vault. That's what that is.
Send the letters to Rob. Oh, my God, another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear
in
our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeOmaraShow.com. Remember, the TMOS bonus show makes a great gift. If you don't get the bonus show, you don't get the fun stuff like our sleuthing thing that you're going to hear about
Rob
next
Ford,
week.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. This week's bonus show, we got us an old-fashioned mystery. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com. Click the banner that says gift bonus, easy as pie, and just as thirsty. Please support TMOS. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay.